I've only missed one World Cup since 78, which is actually 40 years. My first World Cup was 82 in Spain. It was mad, but I enjoyed it no end. I went to about 17 games that time. I actually made money on it, believe it or not. I backed it. I had £40 on Italy at 20-1 to win the World Cup. And a labourer's wage at the time was about £40 a week. Right? So I actually had a great World Cup financially as well. But I remember Brazil and Argentina and Italy ended up in the same group in the second round. That time, you had all the groups of four, and then you had groups of three, four groups of three after that, and the winner went into the semifinals. So Italy didn't win their group. Argentina didn't win their group, but Brazil did. So the three of them, it wasn't organized to be that way. But I remember Argentina and Italy and Brazil ended up in the one group and ended up in a small enough stadium, in Espanyol stadium in Barcelona, whereas they were expected, two of those three were expected to be in the big stadium in the Nou Camp. But so I got a chance that year. I saw Maradona play against Italy and playing against Brazil, both games which actually Argentina lost, even though they were world champions at the time. Italy met Poland then in the semi-final, beat Poland 2-0 in the semi-final, and they beat Germany 3-1 in the final, Rossi, Tardelli and Altobelli. In fact, Rossi was the top scorer for the tournament. He scored 6 goals, and I saw only 6 goals live. He got 3 against Brazil, he got 2 against Poland, he got 1 against Germany. But Rossi was in jail 6 weeks before the tournament started. He'd been in jail for 18 months for match fixing, right? And there was a huge clamour in Italy to let him out.
Yeah,
there was nearly a revolution in Italy. Let him out, let him out. So he was let out 6 weeks before the finals, right? He was the top scorer in the tournament. God, he was something else.
Yeah, would you have seen...
Anyway.
Everybody knows your fondness for Italy and Italian football. Would you have seen the great Maradona when he played with Napoli?
I did, but I couldn't even tell you the games now, right? But I did see him. I've seen him playing for Napoli up in Turin a couple of times, right? But I was mesmerised by him. Obviously, I seen him... That was 82... I seen him in the World Cup. I was in Mexico in 86, obviously, and sure, he almost won the World Cup on his own that year. And sure, he was the king that year. I mean, people will never, ever forget the games against England and the games against Belgium and the final against Germany. And obviously, the more famous one, of course, is the England game where, first of all, he beat 7 players to score one of the goals, and then, of course, he fisted the other one into the net, which Peter Shilton seemingly hasn't got over yet. Listen, I said Shilton was 6 foot tall, Maradona was 5 foot five, and both of them were using their fists. No excuse for Shilton not getting to the ball.
Yeah, but sadly, most of the English press, that's what they've picked out of, that's the photograph that's on all of the English press, instead of highlighting how good this genius was.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I was never as happy to see anyone fist the ball into the net in a soccer match.
But Jimmy McGee, the great late Jimmy McGee, said he was the best he ever saw. He was better than Pele. And I know it's hard to compare players, and you have Messi and Ronaldo today are arguably the two best around. But this guy was a genius, just to watch him in the warm-up, the skill he had. And he was a blocky little fella. In fact, you take him for a prop forward in rugby before you take him for a soccer player, wouldn't you, when you saw him in the flesh,
yeah. Mike? You've probably seen the warm-up that he was doing on the night that Napoli are playing the UEFA semi-final in 88. The most unbelievable warm-up anyone ever seen. It was worth the entrance money alone. I'd seen him in 1990 as well. I was at the opening match. Argentina were playing the Cameroon, right? And I was just reading about it this week. The two teams were lined up in the tunnel to go onto the pitch. It was in the San Siro. I remember I had the highest fan with me, and it was broken into when I was at the match. But anyway, when in the tunnel, two of the Cameroon players started crying their eyes out. They could not get over the fact that they were going to be allowed to play on the same pitch as Maradona. Two of the Cameroon. And Cameroon beat them that night.
They did, yeah.
Cameroon won the match 1-0. Now, Maradona was the most talented footballer that I ever seen in my life. And look, there's an awful lot of talented footballers around at the moment, and some people might think, well, the game has changed now, how would he do now? Listen, you couldn't stop him.
He'd actually do better now, Michael, because he wouldn't be able to take the rough stuff that himself and Pele had to take when they were playing.
Yeah, I mean, he used to get awful physical treatment. And in fairness, Liam Brady wrote a nice article about him this week. And Brady was saying, he's, you know, who was put to Brady took by some English journalist, you know, well, was he a sportsman? He says, you couldn't meet a better sportsman, Brady said. He says, I never seen Maradona, he said, try to get anyone a red card or a yellow card. I never seen him pretend he was injured when he wasn't. I never saw him trying to get free kicks, he said. But I did see him getting clobbered, he said. And not only, he says, would he go to ground, he says, but he'd be back up on his feet faster than he went down, he said. And that, he said, there was just no end to him. And he says, no player ever got such abuse, physical abuse on the pitch as Maradona got. And yes, he kept going. I mean, he was just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I was privileged to see George Best play for United a few times, and I remember I was a very young fella obviously at the time, but when he got the ball, the crowd moved forward about a foot and there was a ripple of excitement. Did Maradona, was it something similar with Maradona when he got on the ball?
Oh yeah, I mean, look, the world stood still when Maradona got the ball. Anyone that had the privilege of watching him live felt privileged by doing so. It was just awesome. Because you just didn't know what he was going to do next. And you've probably seen the paper this week as well, that wonderful picture of him with the ball, and there were seven Belgian players facing him, right? Seven trying to stop him from getting to the goal. And none of the seven would dare go in on him, right? Because if you went in on Maradona to get the ball, you had no hope of getting the ball. You might crucify him, but you wouldn't get the ball. And seven players were standing off him. That was the semi-final in Mexico, and he ran a merry dance that night. He was just breathtaking, he was breathtaking.
I suppose maybe a flawed genius, maybe at the time taken advantage of by certain people, I suppose, Mick.
He was born in a ghetto in Buenos Aires, and at the age of 11, he had been commandeered by a club that they were already minding him to play football. And so he never would have got any normal schooling. But he ended up doing incredibly well for a fella that came from such incredibly tough background. He was taken advantage of in Naples. The mafia got their hands on him, the Camorra. They used him to their ends, which was very sad. He ended up in the drug scene. God, it's a wonder he survived at all. Yes, he learnt a lot in life. I do think it needs to be mentioned that he became friends with Fidel Castro in Cuba, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, and Evo Morales in Bolivia, three of the more successful left-wing politicians in that part of the world in his lifetime, and three amazing individuals. It was lovely that he actually stayed with the people, support for the less well-off. Listen, he was a good guy. Whereas today, footballers going around now, they're so wealthy, they have bodyguards with them and financial advisors, four or five of them at a time sometimes. I mean, look, it's a different world. Maradona, we probably won't see the likes of him again anymore.